All right, each and every Tuesday at this time, we talk with the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Hugh Jackson. Coach Grant Napier, how are you today?
Grant, how you doing? I'm doing much better.
I bet you are, but we do have to go back to Sunday because fans have been asking me and they want to know, when the game is over, Coach, in a game like that, what do you say to the team before they get on the airplane?
Well, I really address, you know, what happened in the game, that we had an opportunity to finish a game that we didn't. Like to put it out there, what I feel, what I see, what I saw, rather, and have them understand what we need to do to correct it, that we want to change the thought process of what we had been. You know, those opportunities have also existed in the past, and we've come away empty-handed like we did this past Sunday. And I think it's time for our team, time for the organization to say enough. You know, that we had enough of letting opportunities fall by the wayside and not making the most of them. So that was my message in, you know, exactly how it happened, why it happened. No one really truly knows that, and I don't think that's the point. It's just that at some point in time, a group of men got to make a decision to finish a game so that we can win a game that we should.
Coach, let's talk about positives first, and then we'll get back to the defense. And certainly, you're down three receivers. Denarius Moore was outstanding. Your running game was solid. How pleased are you right now with how far the offense has come along in such a short period of time?
I'm very. I mean, it's beginning to be what I've always envisioned us being. The quarterback is playing really good. The offensive line has been excellent so far this in 2 weeks. We haven't had one sack. I'm very proud of those men and how they're competing and fighting. Not that the quarterback had been pushed around every now and then, but we have zero sacks on the year, and that's a heck of an accomplishment. We're running the ball. Darren McFadden's running like I've never seen him run, along with Michael Bush. And Marcel Reese is doing a good job. And obviously, you mentioned a young, you know, rookie wide receiver. We have Denarius Moore. I mean, he is, as advertised, he's playing really well. Derek Hagan played really well. Chad Schillings was back healthy and playing. And so we feel like the good nucleus is starting to form. And obviously, we still have a couple guys who we count on that are out, have been injured, and hopefully we'll get those guys back soon. But I feel very good about our progress and where we're headed. And we just need to continue to get better.
Coach, I had Solomon Wilcots on last hour, and I believe during the actual telecast, he made a comment about your appreciation for McFadden. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he said that you said, and you've been around a lot of great football players, but he's as special as any player you've been around. Is that true?
That's true. I mean, Darren McFadden, and I said it, you know, a year ago, and I'll say it again, he is, in my opinion, one of the best runners in this league. I mean, he is very explosive, very tough, very driven, works hard at it. He is very dynamic because he can do more than just run the ball. He catches the ball extremely well. I think he had seven catches the other day and a touchdown catch. So he's a huge part of what we do, and I'm looking forward to him having just a great season.
Hugh, we saw Denarius Moore break out in the preseason, and we were kind of like, wow. But we really went wow after what he did Sunday against Buffalo. I mean, can you talk about his process? I mean, it's hard to believe that he's in his second week. I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
No, he is. I'm not, you know, like I've said the other day, I'm not surprised by anything he does because I see it every day. You know, I've seen it in training camp, I've seen it in the preseason games, and now we're seeing it, you know, in the regular season games. And just like Jacoby Ford a year ago, you know, it took Jacoby maybe a little bit longer, and maybe I had something to do with that before I really put him out there and felt very comfortable. Obviously, Denarius, he just, it's happened from day one, you know, and he's a very talented player. He likes to play. The game is not too big for him, and he gets excited about competition. So I'm really glad that we found him. What a tremendous draft pick by our organization, and I think this guy's got a huge future ahead of him.
And we want to let everybody know, we want to thank all the fans that went to the Raiders Facebook page, facebook.com/Raiders, and they picked Denarius Moore for the KHTK Player of the Game. So
great. He deserves it. He's a hardworking young man.
Coach, defensively, I mean, when you're sitting there on the sidelines, you know things aren't going well, and then you get on the plane, and then you get back home and you watch the film. I mean, where are the breakdowns, or where did the breakdowns occur to allow five touchdowns on five drives in that second half?
Well, I mean, there's not one place you can just pinpoint that it happened. I think it was just an overall execution of our defense. We need to get better. We're going to work at it. It wasn't good enough to close out a game, and obviously that's obvious. But we have some work to do, and we'll continue to work at it. I feel like we have the players in place. What we have to do is finish, you know. And a lot of people think, well, maybe some guys got complacent or maybe some guys just were tired. I'm not going to make an excuse for our defense, and I don't think our players would want me to. We need to finish the game, whether it be offense, defense, or special teams, and we didn't get it done.
One thing I found very interesting after the game and upon returning, you had heard some comments about possible finger-pointing going on about blame on that last play, and you just came out and said, it's my fault. You want to blame anybody, you want to blame me. I know you've been asked about the last play where the breakdown came, and you put all the onus on you. Where does that come from, Coach? I mean, has that always been your philosophy, even when you first got into coaching?
Yes, because it's no different when I was a position coach. You know, I'm not going to put that on my players. That's my job, is to get them to do whatever it is that we needed to do in that situation. And being a head coach of this football team, that's my responsibility, whether it's with a coach or whether it's with a player. And I didn't get that done. And hopefully our guys understand that we're not going to talk about the things that go on inside our building out in public. It's just not what we do. I mean, if we have things we need to address, we address them inside of our building, and we take care of them. And we're like a family, and we're going to make mistakes. And obviously there was mistakes that were made. But that starts with me. I have to make sure all that is ironed out first and that those things are taken care of. And you hate to lose any game, but if this game, losing this game the way we did, gives us an opportunity to grow as a football team, grow as a coaching staff, then it was the right opportunity. Better now than later on. And like I said, we don't want to lose any game. But if there's a game to lose, to grow from, so that we become the type of team that we want to become, then I'm glad it happened.
Coach, right before the first quarter, you had a 4th-and-1, and you decided to go for it. And I found it interesting. It looked to me like the team was in a huddle or close to it. And then you called Jason over real quickly. Do you remember that conversation? What was it that you would be telling him you converted?
I think that's when the quarterback has to really rise, because he's got to urge his unit on to go get it done. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was saying to Jason. Now it's up to you to go in there and get those men to go get this first down, and that's what they did. And to me, that's what this is all about. You got to be able to motivate, you know, me through Jason through his teammates to go get a situation done. It's no different in the 4th quarter when we had to have those scores. I mean, Jason did the same thing. He rallied those guys and got those guys to follow him, and we were able to, you know, match them a couple of times score for score to keep the lead, and that's what this game's all about.
We're talking with Hugh Jackson here on the Hugh Jackson Show. For the folks that follow the Raiders on Twitter, at Raiders, you asked a lot of great questions this week. I'm going to ask the coach one now. You can also ask the question to me at Grant Napier's show. But, Coach, this comes from FF378. He says, Coach, every game penalties seem to hurt us. What are we doing about this? Please, Coach, I'm going crazy.
Well, I'm probably going about as crazy as that fan is, but we are definitely working at it. We had officials out last week. We'll have officials out this week. We went from 15 to 8, and I know that's not what people want to hear, but that's improvement on my part. Now, we are having some penalties that are, you know, cropping up at the wrong times, at some very inopportune times. I mean, we had a personal foul penalty that we argued that I really think, in my opinion, wasn't, but they called it, so we have to accept it. There was some, illegal contact penalties that we got to continue to work at and get better at, and because they're happening at times that we don't want them to happen. But is there improvement with penalties? Yeah, from 15 on a Monday night to 8 on a Sunday, we're better 7. Now what we need to do is wipe out these other 8 and get these things cut down, and I think we'll be making some huge improvement.
Coach, with Jacoby Ford's injury, you've had to do some different things on punt and kickoff returns. Where does that stand heading into Week 3?
Well, still, you know, we will know more as we head into the week of practice exactly where he is. But I just feel very comfortable with some of the other guys that we have. Now, we need to improve. We didn't return the ball as well as I think we can this past week. And that's an area we'll look to address and get better at this week. But I truly believe that we have some guys here that are very capable. If he's not able to go, that we'll be up to the challenge. And again, as I said before, we just need to continue to work here. When I'm talking about our whole football team, offense, defense, and special teams, and continue to get as good as we can. And then if we keep growing week to week, we'll be where we need to be.
Coach, this week it's the New York Jets, 2-0. What problems do they pose for you?
They pose a huge problem. I mean, this is a very confident and strong football team led by a very very good football coach who is a good friend, who I spent a lot of time with, and he's a tremendous coach. But we really are excited about getting them here in our stadium with our fans here in the O. That place is going to be rocking, and we're really excited about this football game.
Now, I would imagine if you're spending a lot of time with Rex Ryan, at that point you're laughing a lot, but you won't be laughing on Sunday, right?
Well, it's not about laughing. It's about playing. I mean, his team's going to come to compete, and my team's going to come to compete also. So we'll be looking forward to it.
They had a bad injury last week. They're losing one of the best centers in football in Nick Mangold. I would imagine that's an area of concern for them and an area that you guys should be able to attack.
Well, it goes back to the same thing. I mean, we kind of – me and Rex kind of come from the old school. You know, the next guy up, I'm sure that's what they'll be filling. It's an area of their football team that obviously Nick Mangold is a tremendous football player, and it's an area of strength, we believe, for us, that we need to continue to grow and get better. And then we're looking forward to this challenge.
Coach, before I let you go, you know this better than anyone listening right now. The trials and tribulations of a 16-game season, there's always going to be ups and downs. Fans seem to live and die with every game, and I get that because that's why they're fans. But don't you think that you've seen a lot of positives in the first two games that really has you optimistic as you head into these tough games coming up?
I'm very optimistic about this football team. I really love coaching this team. Are we where we need to be right this second? No. But do I see a glimpse of greatness in this group of men? Yes, I do. Do I have to continue to push, grind, and demand that we do it the way that we all know it has to be done to get to where we want to go? Yes. And as I said before, I'm up to that challenge. I think our players are. I know our coaches are. It is a long season, and we don't want to lose any. You know, that's the nature of this game, you know, that the competitive part of me don't want to lose any game. But if we're going to lose a game, let's lose a game for the right reasons. I was very disappointed, be the first to tell you that, about this past week. That's a hard lesson to learn. But again, if it's a lesson well learned that we can grow from and become better from, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, and Coach, that offensive line with the youngsters playing up there, and you said not allowing sacks. I mean, how proud are you of the way the offensive line's gelling?
Very. I mean, from left to right, Jared Veldier and Stefan Wisniewski and Sammy Satelli and Cooper Carlisle and then Khalif Barnes, and it's been a combination of Stefan Hare and Barksdale and Campbell. I mean, I'm very proud of those guys because they get it. You know, they understand that their number one job is to make sure we keep our quarterback clean and that we got to provide some holes for these runners that we have, and they've done a tremendous job.
Coach, next week we look forward to it. Good luck on Sunday. Thanks as always.
Thank you, and make sure. And are you going to be there at the game yelling and screaming?
I'm not going to be there at the game yelling and screaming, but I hope to be in front of my TV yelling and screaming because I'm hoping that everyone else goes so that we can watch it here in Sacramento.
There you go. Go Raiders.
All right, take care.
All right.
That's Hugh Jackson joining us right here on Sports Radio KHTK.